Hey, hey, y'all. Welcome back for another episode of the Inner Beauty Reigns podcast. This is your fearless host, Erica Anderson. Today, I wanted to share a quick message about how you have to be intentional with paying attention to the themes that consistently show up in your life. I'm saying this because yesterday, after I did the podcast about walking in peace, which is number one of the five pillars in the Courage Manual, which you can get at innerbeautyreigns.com, I looked over the history of podcast episodes that I've done on this platform since 2019. And in looking at this list, there are the top 10 episodes, three of those episodes are about peace, whether it's protecting your peace, walking in peace, reasons why peace is absent in your life. If you haven't had a chance to listen to any of those episodes, run it back and check it out. Because as I listened to those podcasts, and I haven't finished yet, but I was so just to look back on that time when I recorded those podcasts and to see the capacity that I had to talk about peace, it just did something for me. But then earlier I was on the phone and I ended up pulling out the first publication that I did ever in life. In third grade, my teacher, Miss Gilbert, had us to create our own poetry book. So this was a part of the foundation to my love for words, language arts, American literature, or literature in general. And I have worked very hard in my adult life to make sure that I take care of this publication and keep it as much as I possibly can. And I may end up just kind of taking pictures of the pages just in case, because, you know, material things are material and things can happen to them. So one of the things that I've tried to do in my journey of personal development is to detach from material things, because they can always go away. That's just reality. Anyway, so I have held this book very sacred and close to me. But when I opened it this morning, I noticed something that I hadn't noticed before. There was an essay that we had to write, and I happened to have written my essay about peace. That is the title of this essay. At 8 years old, I wrote the following. To live in peace means to live without fear of fighting with anybody. When we have peace at home, it means to get our lesson done in quiet. We are all working in peace, and the place to start is at home. Peace begins in the home and extends into the neighborhood. It should go into the countries and the schools. It is in the schools we learn that peace is a desirable fact in life. We learn that peace among people, cities, and countries is desirable. The late Martin Luther King spoke often of peace between people, black and white alike. He stressed that all people should live together peacefully. By Erica S. Anderson. My heart is just tickled at reading this. I have to call my friend back because I'm in the middle of recording. But so first of all, in reading that, and I didn't even read that earlier when I pulled out the book and saw that the title of the essay was Peace. I decided that I would read it later, but then as I was sitting here thinking about what I would record for today, I decided that that is what I should talk about, just how this element of peace has been a part of my existence. I'm gonna silence this phone, y'all. I'm so sorry. How this theme of peace has been ingrained in me since the time I was a small child. And so I just want to unpack that for a second and to share a few things about what this means. So when I think about my childhood, for those of you who know me personally and know some of my testimony and what I went through as a child, it's interesting to me to read this essay and to see how at 8 years old, my mentality was around there being peace and it starting at home. Even in the midst of having experienced seeing some violence and just some terrible things as a young child, seeing that I was able to maintain having a mentality that was rooted in the desire for peace, it just blesses my soul. Now, it makes sense to me that at that time, my desire was peace because I didn't like how it felt to be in the midst of some of the things that I saw growing up. But at the same time, to now read this 30 years later, and I find it funny that because I was raised by my grandparents, and at the time that I was attending school and created this publication, I lived with my mother's parents, my grandmother and my grandfather. And granddaddy, he was always intentional about telling us that we needed to get our lesson. So seeing that authenticity come out in my writing at that time, I love it. I have rarely heard people use some of the vernacular that I have heard and used within my family. And so it's always nostalgic and just, it just gives me kind of a warm, cozy feeling to hear and see some of the words that was used within my personal relationships as a child. When we have peace at home, it means to get our lesson done in quiet. Oh, I love that. And then further down where I talk about, so I can see that I was just working to bring words together to just have a full paragraph. But I think it's worth exploring this statement. It is in the schools that we learn that peace is a desirable fact in life. I believe I was able to make this statement because I was a product of Marietta City Schools, where I gained a level of knowledge about things that I have in the online space often heard people say they didn't get those types of lessons in school. I had classes on both the middle school and high school levels around money management and finance and just all these different concepts of economics that I've often heard other people say that they didn't get. So I'm very proud and grateful that I was able to be a product of a school system that allowed me to learn on a high level, but also that I was surrounded by teachers who taught in a way that allowed learning to be a joyful and allowed learning to be an enjoyable experience for me. Because I believe that the words that I was able to put together for this essay in Ms. Gilbert's class at that time, it flowed from my heart. These things flowed from the pureness of my heart as an 8-year-old. And to number one, choose peace as my topic, but then to expound on peace in the ways that I was able to at 8 years old, I don't have words. Because I learned in school that peace is something that is an inherent right. I mean, when I say in this paragraph, peace is a desirable fact in life, I remember when I wrote this, and that feeling that I had was about there being nothing wrong with desiring peace. Peace being something that should be guaranteed. Now, obviously, you know, I grew up and I learned that life ain't all peaches and cream, and that, you know, peace is sometimes disrupted and peace is sometimes needed to be cultivated. And, you know, there are many different things that I've learned about peace, but it's one of the reasons why that subject has become such a cornerstone to what I teach in the realm of personal development, because you have a right to cultivate your own peace. You don't have to rely on anyone else in order to have peace within you. And then at the end of this essay that I wrote, I talk about, and I should have, it would have been grammatically correct for me to say the late Dr. or Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. But mentioning him and the work that he did in this time, because one thing I know for sure, and so there was a point a few years back, Juneteenth, I just kind of did some reflecting and I realized that a lot of what I learned about Black history was centered around Dr. Martin Luther King. But I couldn't recall really hearing a lot about other Black figures and dignitaries outside of the classes that I had with African-American teachers. So I remember Miss Graham. I'll never forget her. She was my language arts teacher in seventh grade. I learned a lot about Black writers in her class. She was intentional about teaching us that there were writers who were wonderful and great at what they did, and that representation, that element of representation, she was intentional about providing that in the classroom for us. And I'm forever grateful for Miss Graham and the things that she did to teach us in that language arts class. But outside of that, I don't remember having a lot of teachers who were intentional about representation in their lessons or teaching more than just the I Have a Dream speech and elements of Dr. King's life and legacy during Black History Month. So that's the only, I guess, grievance over the years that I kind of realized was somewhat of an issue to me. But outside of that, becoming a person who has become not just intentional about teaching peace, but as most of you know who have followed me for years, you know that I am a person who believes fully and 100% in cultivating your own peace and being intentional about peace within yourself so that that overflows into how you live this life. So, last thing I want to share before I go is a statement or a quote that I came across years ago. The first time I came across this quote was when my father passed away. This was August of 2016. In the weeks after he passed, I was in a store perusing, and I remember taking a picture of this quote because it gave me such comfort in that time. And if I find that picture, I'll post it on social media so that you guys can see it. But I was in Goodwill one day and came across a canvas that had the same exact quote. And I had to buy it, and I just turned it around, and it was $2.99 for this picture. So just amazing how God works. But it says, peace. It does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. It means to be in the midst of those things and still be calm in your heart. I share that to close out this particular podcast and how it ties into this essay that I wrote 30 years ago, a little over 30 years ago now, and the understanding that I had at 8 years old that peace wasn't necessarily about something external, but something that starts internally, something that is an inherent right and something that is desirable no matter who you are or where you're from, and that it's okay to desire that. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you look out for the next episode.